That's all we got. Okay, so we're going to tie everything together. We're on page 273. Siman Kovchas if Yud Beis. So, again, until now in Kovchas, we've been discussing Tashlumin. Person, for extenuating circumstances, missed the tefillah. So then the idea basically is, so the next tefillah, they say two Shmoneh Esreis, the second Shmoneh Esrei is a makeup for the one they missed. Okay, and there's details in that. Yesterday in Yural, we saw what happens if a person didn't miss a tefillah. They made a mistake in a tefillah. In other words, they didn't say Yalav Yavo, let's say. So Shkosh didn't say Yalav Yavo. Now it's Mariv. So how do we look at that? Do we look at it as if they didn't daven at all, and therefore they should do two Shmoneh Esreis, let's say a Mariv? One is a makeup. Or do we look at it that, well, and this is what the Chachmei Provincia said, no, he davened. He davened, but he didn't say Yalav Yavo. So what is he going to do? Now he's going to make up, he's going to say two Shmoneh Esreis? He's not going to say Yalav Yavo again, because it's not Rosh Chodesh anymore. It's Mariv the next day. It's not Rosh Chodesh anymore. So what do you gain? So we saw yesterday that the Mechaber says you do it B'Taras Nedav. And again, I don't want to get into what Taras Nedav means. Again, now let's more or less bring everything together in an interesting case. At least I think it's interesting. If you don't like it, too bad. Hatoa, if someone made a mistake, Umaskir Me'ora Shar Yamin B'Tfila Shalo Bizman. So they made an insertion, one of the insertions that we make depending on what time of year it is, but it's not that time of year. So the example I gave last night, which is really fits, a person gets, you know, confused sometimes between Rosh Hashanah and secular New Year, you know, January 1st, so yeah. So last night, today, Mincha, whatever, somebody said Zochreinu L'chaim, right? Hamelach HaKadosh. Sometimes people get a little confused. So now the question is, let's say something like Zochreinu L'chaim, we'll talk about Hamelach HaKadosh later. But they said, in other words, they made an insertion that doesn't belong. So now, what do we look at it? Do we look at it now? We could tie everything together. A couple of simanim ago, we talked about interrupting in the middle of davening. Here we're talking about missing davening or making a mistake in davening. So now bring everything together. Is it considered like he interrupted in the middle of davening and therefore he didn't daven and therefore we get the halakha from yesterday that kicks in? He blew the davening. So the Mechaber says, lo havas hafsek. So you made one of these things. You said, Yalav Yavo on Tu Bishvat. I don't know. That's all right. So the Mechaber says, it's not an interruption. And you continue your Shmoneh Esrei. And again, you shouldn't have done it. But it's not considered an interruption. The Rama says, Mihu, however, im niskar sheta, pasuk afil bam sabracha. If you realize you made this a mistake like this, so then you go back in the middle of bracha. Meaning, like, let's say you said Zochrein L'chaim. Let's say something. Micha Mocha Avrachamim. Zochrein L'chaim Rachamim. Right? So you could say that today. Micha Mocha, who is like you? Avrachamim. Zochrein L'chaim. Right? It's just a. But again, it's an insertion that really doesn't belong there. So what should you do if you're saying it? Stop. In other words, don't say, oh, well, it's okay anyway, so I'll just continue. Okay? So, the Mishnah Brura now, okay, so according to this, if somebody made an illegal insertion, a ma'ora, which we don't normally say on this day, they put it in, so according to the Mechaber and seemingly according to Rama, it would be okay. Mishnah Brura, however, brings down a machlokas. Some say that, for example, Yalav Yavo, Yalav Yavo, or Rosh Chodesh Yalav Yavo, say on Tu Bishvat. So as the Mishnah Brura says, Shehu Sheker Muchlat. You know, like, it's the middle of the month. What are you saying Rosh Chodesh is it? You know, it's way off. It's not Rosh Chodesh. It's not even close to Rosh Chodesh. It's clearly, as Mishnah Brura says, a lie. You're off. Again, so this would be a little different. In other words, if you'd say something that's clearly a Sheker. So, example, like I said before, Micha Mocha Avrachamim Zocher Yitzur L'chaim Brachamim. So that's not a lie. That's, you're extolling Hashem. You're putting in something that doesn't go because it's really for Aseres Yemei Tshuva, but it's just a praise for Hashem. But the Mishnah Brura brings down opinions that say that, let's say you said something, again, any of the Yalav Yavos, right? Today you said, Biyom Chag HaMatzos HaZeh, you know, or something like that. You know, obvious Rosh Chodesh, again, even though it's a secular Rosh Chodesh, but it's not going to work. So you're clearly off. So then, in those cases, you'd have to, that would be considered as if you spoke in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. And then, again, you'd have to, it would destroy your Shemoneh Esrei, like we learned before. You'd have to repeat Shemoneh Esrei. Well, yeah. But the Mishnah Berurah says, if it's something that's not a clear lie, for example, like I said, Zochren L'chaim, Melech HaFeis B'chaim, Kosvein was Zochren L'chaim also. Remember us for life. It doesn't say anything about Rosh Hashanah in there. It's just the time that we're pleading for life. But, you know, it can really fit any time. So that's not a Sheker Muchlot. That's not a clear lie. He said something that's usually an insertion for... So then, you would not have to repeat Shemoneh Esrei. That would not be considered as if... Again, you shouldn't have said that, but you would not have to repeat Shemoneh Esrei. Right. It wouldn't be... Mikamakam kasach lohav. It wouldn't be like as if you spoke out of turn. So therefore, that's the way the Mishnah Berurah comes out. He also comes out that, let's say you did not repeat Shemoneh Esrei. You said something that's really off the wall, and you did not repeat Shemoneh Esrei. So then, you would not, again, b'di'evit would be okay, b'di'evit. Okay, now there's a couple of other things, and that is the Marsham. The Marsham brings up a very interesting case. The Marsham brings up, let's say, you did not say something, and b'di'evit, if you didn't say it, it's okay anyways. Let's say the ones we just mentioned. Let's say Michal Mochav Rachmin Zochin L'Chaim, those type of things. If you didn't say them, you don't have to repeat Shemoneh Esrei. But what you did is you made a mistake. In other words, let's say you didn't say Micha Mochav Rachmim Zocher Yisor L'Chaim Rachmim, right? Aseres Mei Tshuva, and you went and you said Baruch Atah Hashem Achayim Meisim, and you kept on going. And then let's say you're up to Slach Lanu Avinu Ki Chatanu, and then you realize, oh my goodness, you know, I didn't say Micha Mochav Rachmim, and you didn't realize that the halacha is you don't have to reach Shemoneh, so you don't have to go back, and you went back. So in other words, you went back to Machal Kochayim B'chesed, and you continued. So now the question is, now did you make it worse? In other words, because now you did all this interruption in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei that you didn't have to do. So that's the Marsham Shaila. So the Marsham, believe it or not, brings up that if you did, as Paskins, that if you did that, you went back and corrected a correction which you did not have to b'di'evit correct, and you did, and you went back, then you have to do Shemoneh Esrei over again. He also brings down, even though it is Machlokas, but he also brings down from the Teres Shlomo, the Teres Shmuel, that if on the other days of the year, and I don't know about you, but sometimes I guess I'm getting older, my hearing, and so if you said HaMelech HaKadosh, or HaMelech HaMishpat instead of HaKel HaKadosh. Well, sometimes I wonder, you know, like the Chazan, maybe he's going a little fast. I wonder if he said HaKel HaKadosh. Sometimes I thought he said HaMelech HaKadosh. But, you know, I don't know. So Baruch Hashem, at least the Marsham Paskins, that in such a case, that if somebody said HaMelech HaKadosh, again, like today would have been a good example, you know, secular New Year. So a person said HaMelech HaKadosh today, so b'di'evid, and then you shouldn't do that. But b'di'evit, you would not have to repeat Shemoneh Esrei. Okay, I think we will stop here. Emirat Hashem, tomorrow we'll start something really that a lot of people ask, and that is in Simon Kuf Tess, that is a person comes, nobody would do this, but a person comes late to davening. So what should they do? Let's say the shul's getting close to Shemoneh Esrei. So what do they do about diving together with Shemoneh Esrei, all that type of stuff. So that will be Emirat Hashem. In Kuv Tes, we'll start that tomorrow. Okay?